Cape Talk. Cape Talk. A world view from London with Adam Gilchrist.
16 minutes to 8 o'clock time now for the World View with Adam Gilchrist, all the way from London. Adam, we spoke yesterday about protests in China. We mentioned police tactics, and I also mentioned that I haven't seen necessarily the police retaliation, because there was analysis that I read saying that there's possibly expected political suppression on its way, learning a lot from Tiananmen Square. But we have now seen over the last 24 hours the heavy tactics used by police to subdue protests, even the arrest of a BBC journalist in Beijing.
Yes, and there's certainly been some consternation about that. The Foreign Secretary in the UK, James Cleverly, tweeted that the arrest of the journalist Ed Lawrence in Shanghai is deeply disturbing, as he put it. And Ed Lawrence claims to have been beaten and kicked by police as he was led away. Obviously, there have been multiple arrests, barriers going up in streets, an enormous police presence. I mean, it's a classic police tactic. It would be the same in your country, in my country, where you swamp a scene in order to either stop a protest in its tracks, in this particular instance, or to send people home simply because they're overwhelmed by police numbers. And overwhelming police numbers is the tactic that I'm suggesting that all police forces use. In this case, though, I wonder if the protests completely go away. And interesting that whilst there is a huge clampdown in China, therefore, and it may well be working from the state point of view, Chinese and other cities around the world are protesting and making their presence felt and showing solidarity. I wonder if Chinese get to see that on their internet, etc. I doubt it. Somehow that's the trouble.
There were some reports about how China is blocking even searching for stories on China on the social media. There was a report by one tech journalist that if you searched any major Chinese city, you get all sorts of spam, even pornography, just flooding that area to sort of disguise the searches and the conversation being had about Chinese protests online. So that is apparently a tactic that is
One thing that's happened as well, apparently, is that crowd shots from the World Cup are a rarity on Chinese media because they don't want people to see the rest of the world living, relatively speaking, restriction-free, mask-free, COVID-free. That's an interesting message that is not getting through as well.
And then moving over to Europe, it's been called a super cartel, and a bus that over three countries, Belgium, France, Netherlands, or rather five countries, Belgium, France, Netherlands, Spain, and even Dubai, as they've been described as extremely big fish, 30 tons of cocaine seized in raids against what are called European super cartels.
Yes, 30 tons of drugs seized sounds big enough. If you translate that into new money, as it were, 30,000 kilos. 30,000 kilos of illegal drugs, mainly cocaine, I understand, seized during this two-year investigation. They've given us the stats now. And you're right, the term big fish was one used by this joint police operation. Super cartel is another. Drug pins, these six high-value targets, kingpins in the drug world, basically, among Europe's most wanted. They were arrested in the process. 49 people in total have been arrested. So-called Operation Desert Light. I mean, it's a huge takedown. And not so much fast and furious, but slow and methodical, but still spectacular in the way that they've done it. They reckon they've stopped a cartel that was controlling about a third of Europe's cocaine supply. So, and all sorts of other things taken in the process as well, like luxury cars and so forth. I mean, a really big deal. And the number one guy, they think, was a British man who was running the operation from Dubai. So the UAE is involved in this as well as, all those other countries.
And then Mauna Lau, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. It's the world's largest active volcano that started erupting. It's called a mega volcano in Hawaii, and it's on the verge of what scientists believe to be a massive eruption.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. Was it Mauna Loa? But do you know what? It was a slow rumble from a volcano. I want to call it Low Mona. I think that would seem appropriate. Yeah, first time that the world's largest active volcano has begun to erupt in 40 years. Of course, it's what happens next, but still, we've now got a volcano to add to all the other global enviro weather events, storms, floods, fires, droughts, famine, earthquakes, and a volcano in Hawaii. It's a mountain. I mean, as well as a volcano, it's 4,000 meters high, 13,000 feet. It spans 5,000 square kilometers. The lava flow, they reckon, has been mostly contained within the summit so far. If it starts to get out, that's the problem, which is why the American Geological Service has changed its alert level from advisory, as in, yeah, there's a volcano, there's some steam, to warning, and says the situation could change rapidly. At this stage, no, let's not be alarmist, because I thought we're a long, long way away, but the world's largest volcano, rumblings on Hawaii's so-called Big Island. It's watch that space, isn't it?
I think they call it the Big Kahuna. About to go. But Adam Gilchrist is back.
A big fish, indeed.
The big fish, indeed. Adam Gilchrist is back tomorrow with the Worldview. Chat to you again, sir.